The Grand Canyon is one of the most popular sites in the world for tourists to gaze at and take photos of. Its natural wonders have amazed visitors for generations. But the canyon is also a place that has great religious meaning for people known as young earth creationists. And one man, Andrew Snelling, is suing park officials and the Interior Department. As part of research into the canyon's possible connection to the Bible's account of earth's creation, Snelling wanted to take a number of rocks from the park, but he was denied. To learn more, we turn to Stephen Mosier. He's a geologist and professor at Wheaton College. He's also the former president of the Affiliation of Christian Geologists. Stephen, first let's define our terms. What do young earth creationists believe?
Young earth creationists are largely fundamentalist Christians or evangelical Christians who are very much committed to a literal understanding of the creation account in Genesis, to the point that they feel modern science has to be rejected because it seems to contradict with a straightforward reading of the scriptural account, that is, a six-day account of creation, and also an account of a worldwide flood, which they feel is found in the evidence of the rock record on Earth.
Is this something that we are just hearing about in the general public more now, or has this been something that for decades has been maybe a disagreement will pop up here and there?
Well, we could go back to the 19th century when geology was a young science, and there were certainly, apparent contradictions between a literal understanding of the creation accounts and what the geologists were finding in the rock record that indicated much longer than, 1,000-year-old Earth. So, interestingly, many of those geologists were ordained ministers involved in the Free Church of Scotland, and they were professors at Oxford and Cambridge who had to be ordained in the Church of England at that time. And so theologians, at least in Western Christian circles, and also theologians who we would consider today to be in the evangelical, more conservative part of Christianity, had really come to embrace the new science and recognize the need to understand the creation count as either being some kind of allegory or figurative account of creation in which the days had, some other meaning other than, 24 hours in which all of these particular acts had taken place. For example, day four is when the sun and the stars are formed, whereas modern science would say, well, the sun and the earth formed at the same time, but over, hundreds of, millions of years. So it wasn't really an issue in the church, even for the first fundamentalists who wrote essays on science and faith and embraced an old earth paradigm. But there was a group of fundamentalist Christians in the Seventh-day Adventist denomination who held very strongly to a six-day creation and the importance of Noah's flood. And this was very much limited to that denomination and some very conservative Lutherans and Baptists and Presbyterians, but it really wasn't until the publication of a book in 1960 by Henry Morris and John Widdicombe called The Genesis Flood. And then that spread very widely within fundamentalist denominations.
The fact that there's a lawsuit and that there are expressions of censorship and whatnot, does it sound like a red herring to you, or does it sound legitimate based on the beliefs that these folks have?
Certainly, I respect their desire to defend the integrity of Scripture, the authority of Scripture as a Christian. That's very important to me. But also as a scientist, I think that we have the training we have and the ability to be part of a scientific community that really works together to come up with these amazing conclusions that we have about creation history. So, I really want to see the integrity of both theology and science being upheld. And the young earth creation movement does raise questions about their understanding of science. I think that any person who's got new ideas should have the ability to work through those ideas and maybe some really interesting new ideas will come, discoveries will come out of those. But the question here about this research in the park does beg a lot of questions. And one of those questions is, why do they have to collect the samples in the park? After all, there's folding and rocks all over North America, all over the world. They could work in the Appalachians. They could work in the other parts of the Rocky Mountains, coastal range of California. I mean, there are many places where they could do this kind of study.
If you were to somehow be asked for advice by the National Park Service, is there something you would say?
I would like them to be fair. This is not the first proposal to the National Park Service by a young Earth creationist scientist. I believe that those research projects were done in probably in a way that it satisfied the requirements of those permits. In some ways, I think that they need to remain neutral about someone's religious perspective. But on the other hand, they should only allow legitimate scientific projects to be done and people with the right kind of expertise. So I think the question in this case was, does this individual have the kind of expertise to carry out the project in a way that is going to lead to a good scientific contribution?
Stephen Mosier is a geology professor at Wheaton College. He's also the former president of the Affiliation of Christian Geologists. And you are listening to The Show.